You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dyan once again. Welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Madison Selleck, the business development officer of leading tech company Ventra IP. Ventra IP Australia is one of the largest providers of domain names, web hosting, and online solutions in Australia. Mr. Selleck, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Oh, no worries. Thank you very much. And looking forward to being on the show. So thank you.
And certainly our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So if you would, tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you came to lead business development for Ventra IP.
Yeah, no worries. Look, it's quite a unique pathway and certainly is, I'll keep it nice and short. But look, I guess the main thing I want to stress here is that when we say business development, I really overlook the sales and marketing at Ventra IP Australia. And I really try and bring our sales efforts and our marketing efforts back together in a non-traditional sense. So I guess the traditional definition of business development would be more so when you're dealing with client acquisition. In some ways, I am definitely doing that, but certainly it's a bit of a non-traditional title, I guess. But look, I'll go back to the beginning, and it's certainly I've been with Ventra IP Australia for about 4 years now. The company is 10 years old, so I've been there for nearly half its life. I actually graduated with a Bachelor of Science doing zoology and human physiology. In my final year of university, got a job at a supplement store with the task of essentially building out their physical location, their brick and mortar. I came to realize that I really, really enjoyed solution sales and helping people meet their goals through products that we can offer and a range of them. When I graduated at university, I decided to take a step into pharmaceutical sales. Unfortunately, I felt like I was really just peddling a product as opposed to building solutions for customers, and really felt as though I wasn't really happy there. I made the decision that I wanted to move. I wanted to learn some digital skills, something that would really help me in the future. So I went looking and found a local company called Ventra IP Australia that were looking for technical support staff. So went for the job there with the intention of learning the basics of web hosting and domain names, and certainly in my interview had done my research and told them, look, you don't have a sales team. I think that you need a sales team. You've got an amazing product, and I think we can really have some awesome success. So did technical support for a while, built out a sales team since there was none at the time. Eventually built out, once that sales team was sort of a couple of people strong, took a step back and moved into more of a leadership position at the company, and really taking a bigger look at the bigger picture, helping the executive team make their decisions based on the trends we were seeing in the digital space. And then after a couple of years, started focusing a little bit more on marketing, and really now I just overlook our sales and marketing teams and really work to push out our message and bring in happy customers. So, yeah.
You certainly have a wide range of experience, quite impressive, and thanks for sharing. Now, in your experience, what should Australian businesses know when it comes to selecting domain and web hosting providers?
Yeah, look, it's a pretty common question, to be honest, and especially in Australia, with the consolidation of our industry, there's only a few really big providers. So a lot of people say, what's the difference? What should I be looking for? And I guess that question breaks down into two sections because they are two separate products. And a lot of people do like to keep them separate. That's completely on them. That's their choice. But certainly, when it comes to domain names, I'll start with them first. What I notice is that consumers seem to look at face value. So they go, okay, if I can get a .com.au for cheaper at X provider than Y provider, I'm going to go with X provider. The problem is that a lot of people don't consider the costs of the inclusions or the added costs because of the lack of inclusions with some providers. So things that I always tell people to look for is to make sure that your provider that you're going with has DNS hosting included, as well as the ability for things like forwarders, and really they're sort of the main things that you're looking for. So the ability to really change your name service, to change the the DNS within that and really set up your hosting with your domain name. To reiterate what I'm saying there, it's essentially some providers do charge for those services, but the majority don't nowadays. So you don't want to get caught having to pay 3, 4, 5 times the cost of your domain name just to provide a service that was free with another provider. The second part of that really is the web hosting. So on that end, it's a little bit more complex. There's a little bit more involved, but certainly what I try and keep people on their toes about is a couple of things. So the first is, again, that cost versus inclusion. So I would say nowadays in Australia, you don't always get what you pay for. So you may not necessarily need to spend $100 a month for a service if you're just getting started online. There are a number of providers that will offer sub $10 a month services that will be more than adequate for what you need, and you can build out from there. The next part to that is it does rely a little bit more on research, and something that I always advise our customers and certainly potential clients is that you really want to look for the quality of the infrastructure. So that means you're going to have to do a little bit of deep diving. So I always say get into the tech forums. Power users are still actively using forums nowadays. So they're going to be the really, really insightful posts that you're going to find that are providing reviews on the quality that you're finding within the industry. So try and find those reviews within the forums. If you can't find anything, you don't know what you're looking for, you can always check social media or your Google reviews. All I say there is just check. Just really have a look at the bigger picture, because you may find there are some fake reviews out there. So certainly, but they can be helpful. The last piece there is you want to find a peace of mind. So peace of mind is two parts. There's a security and then customer service. For security, it's things like backups, your software and hardware firewalls, anti-malware, so your malware scanning, DDoS mitigation. All of these things come together to provide you with a secure website. And what you'll find is that some of those cheaper providers will then essentially try and charge you for those services, when if you really do the research, you'll find that you can find, you know, disaster recovery, you can find those firewalls are actually built into some providers for free. So certainly look for that. The second part of the peace of mind is your quality of service, your customer service, rather. Once you've made that purchase, it's very easy to just be slip through the cracks and be forgotten about. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, my business needs to be online 24/7, 365 days a year, no exceptions. The problem is there's always exceptions. And when those unexpected events take place, you want to know that you can pick up the phone and speak to somebody right then and there and get your website back online. So my big thing here is that the bare minimum you should be looking for when it comes to customer service is 24/7 support. But if you can go above that and you know that you're dealing with perhaps a local support that isn't dealing with outsourced call centers, that's going to help you even more so. So I'd say, yeah, definitely look at your inclusions, look at your quality of service, and then the quality of the infrastructure that you're being provided.
Certainly appreciate your input there. Now, Venture IP is known for their commitment to building a disruptive company culture. It's always good to hear what you're doing within your company in that regard. Can you tell us how that is approached internally there at Venture IP?
Yeah, of course. Look, it's a fantastic question, and certainly one that Venture IP Australia is known for. Within the Australian industry, certainly we are, you know, we're in a bit of a bubble in the web hosting industry, but within the web hosting industry, we are known as the real disruptive, customer-focused, and certainly our support staff and our staff-centric environment really does shine. So what I would say is that from Venture IP Australia's approach internally, it's really top-down. So the founders of Venture IP Australia from day one have built an environment where it cares about their customers and that it takes their staff's engagement as priority number one. So what we mean by that is that we've engaged our staff, and we've found ways to make sure that they're feeling like they're caring about their work, that they're happy to come into the office, that they're happy with the people they're working with. And we really focus on that over, say, strict KPIs that you have to meet, otherwise, you know, here's a formal warning or something like that. Some things that we've kind of implemented that really introduce a wider or a higher level of engagement include things such as we've got a company-wide acknowledgement system. So anytime somebody has an outstanding piece of work or go above and beyond for a customer or acknowledge for their quality of work by their line manager or otherwise, it's not just a pat on the back by their manager. It's actually a company-wide acknowledgement that we make sure that everybody in the company knows that this person is doing an amazing job. So that really helps create a family feel within the office. To take that a step further, we also do have an open door policy with our management. So that means that our brand new, newest employee that we hire can literally, if he's having a problem, he can walk down and talk to our CEO about that problem and know that the CEO is actually going to provide him with some, helpful feedback and not just close the door in his face. So we see that really does, if we've got a top-down level of that, it means that managers care about their staff and staff care about their customers. Some of the things that we've also introduced for a positive working environment that are more focused on a little bit of cost for the company, but a whole lot of improvement for our staff, are things such as we've got an in-house barista and chef. So there's, you can have coffee made by a barista 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. You can have lunch, breakfast, or dinner, depending on the shift you're working, completely provided for free to our staff, which is an amazing cost benefit for a lot of staff members, especially at an entry-level role. Things such as an in-house gym. We also have a barbershop. So every 3 weeks, we have a hairdresser come in and does haircuts, because one of the biggest time-consuming exercises that I've had to do over time is going and getting my haircut when my hairdresser only works 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, which means I've got to lose an hour to get to my hairdresser, an hour at the hairdresser's, an hour back. So this is just little things that cost us a little bit of money as a business, but certainly create an environment where staff feel like they're priority number one. We do also have outings, so that is team-based outings on a monthly basis, and then entire company outings every quarter, so things like going to the cinemas, going and doing go-karting or laser tag, just things that really get everyone together. So we try and really make sure that everybody feels included, and it shines in our customer service. That's why we're known for our quality of service. So.
That is absolutely phenomenal, and anyone looking for a job would certainly jump into Venture IP, both feet forward, no doubt. Today we're joined by Madison Selleck, the Business Development Officer of leading tech company Venture IP, one of the largest providers of domain names, web hosting, and online solutions in Australia, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Selleck, how have the activities and holidays Venture IP provides to their growing team impacted productivity across the company?
Yeah, look, the activities that I've mentioned, they sound as though, having a barista or getting your haircuts during work hours would see a drop in productivity, but certainly it's quite the opposite. There's boatloads of research that show that by increasing staff engagement, which is essentially saying making your staff want to come to work, making them feel connected and like they're making a difference in the office, has significant improvements in productivity. And certainly our anecdotal evidence is that when our staff feel more engaged and feel like they care about the work they're doing and that they're empowered to make a change, they're rarely frustrated. They definitely are happier, and they're willing to work a lot harder, or more consistently rather, for the company, because they feel like they're giving back to the company as opposed to just doing the 9 to 5, clock in, clock out, to get their paycheck, if that makes sense. So certainly we have seen a very big spike in productivity over the last 3 years since implementing a engagement-focused environment here in the office.
Yeah, that's some exciting stuff right there. And finally, what is your advice for other technology companies who truly want to build a culture that lasts?
Yeah, look, so this one, I try and keep this a little bit shorter. I just say, look, the examples I use can sound like it might cost a lot of money to make a difference, but I want to really stress that simply showing that you care about your staff, and certainly as an extension, showing to your customers that you care about their well-being, with little improvements to their day-to-day lives, whether it be you're offering customer surveys or you're offering daily feedback opportunities to your staff, or simply whether you're purchasing a coffee machine, if that's really what you have to do, is enough to make a big change over a really short period of time. And it really does build a brand that lasts. So it helps you shine from the competition, and it really does help you stand out in the sea of competitors out there nowadays. So I think that everybody would agree that if you think about a company that really stands out from the crowd, it's usually a company that has made you feel like they care about you and not simply are pushing a product on you. So my advice is always find ways to improve people's lives without necessarily just throwing money at them as an incentive. So certainly that's what I've learned over the last few years.
Well, it certainly looks and appears that it does work, and certainly appreciate all the information shared here today and for also introducing Venture IP in many regards. Where can listeners get all the details on Venture IP and your services and be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, of course. Look, for our Australian and Oceanic listeners specifically, you can head to ventureip.com.au, so ventraip.com.au. We've got a range of services, as we've mentioned, domain names, web hosting, security, VPS, etc. If you're really interested to see how our office runs, you can check out our Instagram, which is quite literally just at @VentraIP. Or if you're wanting to see our day-to-day, some of our special events, you can head to our Facebook, where we try and post frequently on there and show off people's birthdays, some of the outings we're going to, if there's anything crazy happening in the office. So definitely Facebook, Twitter, and Venture, and Instagram at VentureIP.
Again, Mr. Selick, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and VentureIP all the best.
Thank you very much. I've had an awesome time and hope to be back again soon.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with Mr. Madison Selick, the business development officer of leading tech company Venture IP, one of the largest providers of domain names, web hosting, and online solutions in Australia. And for further details, visit ventureip.com.au. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.